this charged crime. Locked and loaded.
In just a minute, I'll let you sit down. We are so happy to see all of you tonight. I know you will enjoy the songs, even if we don't do them perfectly, because you're parents. Your kids did work hard for me, and they worked hard for Sam, too. And they played hard, too. But since that's part of the thing that we do with singing school, it's a good thing, and we still do have a concert to present to you. Sam and I agreed that we should try to pick pieces that have a United Kingdom background. So we have things like our first piece that talks about Bonnie Charlie, who had to escape to the island of Skye, and from there to France after a dreadful loss for Scotland. Sometimes it has a tune that's from England or Scotland or was composed by someone from the UK. And then we have a couple of songs from Hollywood that can only claim the distinction of having the story set in England. We do the best we can. Welcome, one and all, to this night's offerings. And thank you. Thank you.
feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your pride.
We're going to continue with our English and Scottish theme. The older choir has a couple selections to share with you now. The first is The Water is Wide, which is a Scottish folk song. Various versions of text have been set to it over the years, some of them sacred ones that you might know from the hymnal, but we're going to sing the Scottish folk song this evening, The Water is Wide.
Oh.
Our next piece falls into that Broadway category. So this is Getting to Know You from the musical The King and I, Rodgers and Hammerstein, which does feature an English lady who goes to Siam. So it's a stretch, but this is a fun song that I wanted to do with the choir. So the younger ones did Mary Poppins, so we'll bring you a little bit of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Going to, as part of our special music in the middle of the program, this doesn't really have an English or Irish or Scottish connection. It was just fun. I always enjoy doing a barbershop quartet, and I think, I can't remember if it was Thomas or Warren suggested it to me, and then Thomas suggested this song. So this is Hello Mary Lou, as performed by the Stadler Brothers, who I don't think are English.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around,
feet stuck to the ground. And though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart.
I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. But horses couldn't make me stand away. Thought about a noon midnight. Arms about you, good and tight. That's all I need to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart.
I said, sweet
Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Goodbye, heart. Hello, Mary Lou. I'm in love with you. Yeah, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Right from the start, I said hello.
Thank you for allowing us to do that. That was just so much fun to do. So thank you for allowing us to entertain you and have fun doing it. So at this point, we're going to transition to a part where you guys get to sing along with us. And we have first a couple English and Scottish folk songs we're going to sing. Then we'll have a couple psalms to sing. So the songs are Annie Laurie and Rose Rose. They're in the insert. So I think it should be in your program. Annie Laurie is a Scottish song by William Douglas and Lady John Scott. That sings about Annie Laurie. So if Kayla will give us the intro, we will go ahead and sing. If you don't know it, you can read the music or just listen and try to jump in as you're able to.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Very good singing, everyone. I appreciated your Scottish dialect. You got a chance to show it off in that song. The second song is English. So Rose, 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 Rose. This is a round, and the choir knows it. So we're going to have Kayla will play it, and we'll all sing through it once, just to learn the melody, and then I'm going to break us into four parts so we can sing it as a round, okay? Why don't you just give us the note, and then we'll come in, and the choir will lead since they know. And if you know it, jump in, or you can listen to learn, okay? Start back at the beginning and you sing it again. Okay? It's a round. You see where there's Roman numerals 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you can read the music, that's where the next entrance will come in. My plan, because it's very simple, was to have this be group 1, these young students be group 2, this back half of the congregation can be group 3, and you all can be group 4. Okay? Now the good thing is if you enter at any point where other people are entering, you'll be okay, because if you just sing the melody. So the idea is to have four groups, but if you enter at a wrong entrance and you just sing with somebody else that's singing, it'll be okay. That's three. So 1 is my choir, 2 is your choir, 3 is that half of the congregation, and 4 is this half. Okay? Okay? And eventually I'll bring the round to an end. Let's do it through 3 times. So your group will sing it all the way through 3 times. When you get to the end, just hold the note, okay? You guys can thank yourselves, that sounded really good. It's fun to get a room of, I don't know how many people, more than 100 people, singing all together in a round like that. The other two songs we're going to sing are, I enjoy singing some of the sacred sing-alongs as well. And these, I thought, why don't we sing some psalms, because that's truly a Scottish and English tradition that came out of the Reformation, the psalm singing in four parts. So we're going to use the blue psalter for the first one, it's 98. Blue is number 98. This is O Sing a New Song to the Lord. I picked this one because it's just a lot of fun to sing, and it has a diverging kind of refrain in the second part of the verse. So you might know the tune. Emily will play for us. If you don't know the tune, just listen and jump in when you can. There are 7 verses, so I told my choir there's ample time to correct yourself before the end. If you're not sure where to sing, to jump in. On the refrain chorus part, it splits into 4 parts, so just jump in wherever you want to.
Thank you.
The other song we're going to sing, don't worry, it's not quite as long, is actually number one in the red. It's not number 100 in the blue. It's another very old version of Psalm 100 called Old Hundredth from the Genevan Psalter in 1551. All people that on earth do dwell, one of the most famous psalms, one of the most famous settings, one of my favorites. So it's number one in the red hymnal. Thank you all for singing along with us. We will invite Mrs. Trice and the junior choir to come back up.
That we do in order to teach to teach the children. With the young ones especially, we use rounds so that they can get used to hearing somebody sing another part. And it's a lot of fun. The reason this is called a singing school is because I thought the singing schools back in the House of the Prairie time were so much fun. Not only did they learn to sing, but the guys could go out with the girls. So these are times we learned to sing, and you all did an excellent job. I see where they get their voices. It was very beautiful. Thank you.
That are singing on the piano, okay? we've been singing this song all year. This psalm one I wanted them to learn because it's such fun to sing, and it's sticks in your voice, in your mind. Every day will I bless him. Do you think that we bless God? We do. The words of the psalm tell you how you can bless God, and it's a beautiful song.
Songs of praises.
The older choir is going to continue with some sacred selections now. We're going to sing a few more psalms or music inspired from the psalms because the psalms have played a large part of English and Scottish sacred music for a while. And I didn't exactly plan it that way, and I ended up picking the pieces and found that we had quite a few from the psalms. So this piece is actually from the Blue Psalter that we were singing from earlier. It's simple but very lovely. Psalm 27D, O Lord, teach me to follow you. The next song is actually my own composition, but I took the text from Pilgrim's Progress. It's actually Pilgrim's Progress, if you've read it, has two parts. The Pilgrim's Progress, which is Christian, goes from the city of destruction, and then there's the second part where his wife, Christiana, goes, and her family and the children, they also come from the city of destruction to the celestial city. And there's a character they meet along the way, Valiant for Truth, who's one of the best characters in the book. And Valiant for Truth is expressing toward the end of his life, where he's about to cross the river Jordan and enter into the celestial city, what it means to be a pilgrim, what it means to be on a pilgrim's quest. And this is his, essentially his poem, because Bunyan writes that the book is in prose, but periodically throughout the book, there's just these little poems that Bunyan put in there, because he was a poet and a hymn writer as well. And so this is one of them. And I liked the text, and I decided to come up with my own musical setting for it, which is what the choir is going to sing. So this is Valiant for Truth, the Pilgrim Song.
Yeah.
We have a few more pieces, trying to mix up the mood. Some more bold and moving pieces, some more reflective pieces. This next piece is more somber and reflective. It's Call to Remembrance, which is an early Anglican anthem. If you look at the program notes, you'll see the dates of the composer Richard Ferrant. This is some of the first Anglican music that's written, sacred music for the Church of England, written in English, taking this setting from the Psalm 25. If you recall, at Christmas time, we did a piece, Omnium Mysterium, which was a piece of polyphony. That was a Latin text about the Incarnation. This is a similar polyphonic piece, but it's in English, with the text taken from Psalm 25, Call to Remembrance. One of the things I love about doing music like that that's very old and teaching it to young students here is, you know, they're singing the same music that somebody, some English choir was singing almost 500 years ago when that music was written. It's the same music. And that's an amazing way that music connects us across time and space like that. This next one, we have two pieces left for the older choir to sing for you. This piece is the Shepherd's Psalm. Some of you might recall this. We also, some of the Trice children did this at Christmas time. And I really liked the piece, and I asked Oma if we could just do it again with the whole choir, because it's a beautiful setting of Psalm 23, taking two different Scottish folk tunes and weaving them together to make this version of Psalm 23. So this is the Shepherd's Psalm. Thank you. We have one more piece left for the older choir to perform, and I saved the most toe-tapping piece for last, because there's no real way to follow this piece up. So this is Crown Him, Lord of All, which is actually the hymn text from Edward Perronet, but this arranger took an English tune, King's Fold, that you might recognize, and put the two together and made a really fun arrangement that includes a violin fiddle part. And I think it's also a fitting place to end this concert because it sings about that when we will, with the sacred throng, sing in the heavenly choir, crown him Lord of all for all eternity. So this is a foreshadowing of that. So I feel like it's an appropriate place to end their selections.